The cost of food has been a hot topic over the last couple of years, reignited recently by federal MPs grilling some of the nation's top grocery CEOs about the increased costs and what one report details as record profits. Typically, I find grocery shopping to be a relaxing outing, a chore that I truly don't mind doing. Whether it's picking out ingredients for homemade meals or grabbing snacks for school lunches, it's never really bothered me, until recently. The pandemic, of course, threw a wrench into what used to be a relaxing time wandering down the aisles. Trips were a lot more stressful with rules and arrows. Then came the product shortages, and after that the steadily increasing grocery bills. I would classify my household as a fairly typical family of five. There are two adults, two growing kids and one dog. When my kids were little, I remember a big shopping trip would involve diapers and other baby extras, and paying that $150 bill was a bit of a shock. Now, my regular, weekly shopping trip easily exceeds $250 and that's without a few key items. We get most of our beef directly through a local farm, and I haven't had to buy a few produce items, like carrots, potatoes, and green beans, for a good 6 months thanks to growing a big garden. I have an extra fridge in the basement that I bought specifically to store extras in the fall and early winter months, and it still has a healthy stock of homemade salsa in it. Recently, a fellow Great West media journalist put out a call to see how far $20 could get people at the grocery store. The writer, Lucy Haynes, opted to make chili, which allowed her to feed her family for two meals. So, I took a moment to think about how far $20 would get me at the grocery store. On Thursday night, my husband made homemade hamburgers. If we had bought pre-made burgers from the freezer aisle, our family's favorite brand would have cost $20 just for six burgers. Thankfully, we didn't. We have ground beef in the freezer purchased locally at a much lower price. A bag of buns runs about $4.50, which I grabbed fresh from the store. On the side, we added some store-bought pierogies from the freezer aisle. And, as a vegetable, the kids ate cucumbers, and we grabbed green beans from our freezer. Of course, there are the extras, like cheese and toppings, but overall, the meal for four sticks to about $20, thanks to locally grown products, and buying lots of cheese when it's on sale. So, what would you make for $20, and what tricks have you found save you the most money at the checkout? You can email your $20 meal ideas and shopping tips to jhuser@stpaul.greatwest.ca.